you crying? You want to cry? I'll preach different. Scripture today from the Hebrew Testament comes from the book of Samuel, the first book of Samuel, the second chapter, the 18th through the 20th verses. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she has made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. And from Luke comes this, the only word we have in the Bible about Jesus in between infancy and adulthood. This is when Jesus was 12, and he gets lost. Now, every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. And when the festival was ended, they started to return, and the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. And then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So this seems like a weird story. I mean, how do you lose your child for a day and a half, right? But what you have to understand is that the road from Jerusalem to Nazareth, where they were traveling, was first of all a very dangerous road, and it was also a road that took many days to travel. And they would go as extended families, almost as whole towns. And so it wouldn't be unusual for your kid to have said, "Hey, Mom, I'm going with Timmy down the road, okay? We'll meet up with you at so-and-so," which is the kind of thing that Mary and Joseph likely thought was happening. You know, Jesus was with Aunt Susie, or Jesus was with his friend Bobby, or Jesus was with, you know, I don't know, off in the woods with a girl. I don't know what Jesus did. Was that bad? Are you embarrassed? I'm so sorry. I did get your attention, though, you do have to admit. So it's not as strange as it might seem that Jesus got lost or separated from his parents. Now, the example of this I can give you is, if you've ever seen the movie Home Alone, right? You watch Home Alone and you hear the whole premise of the movie and you think, this is the dumbest thing that's ever happened, right? Because how could a person leave their child at home and fly to France and not realize they've missed him until they've landed in Paris, right? But when you see what happens with the kid in the movie Home Alone, you start to understand. It's a huge extended family. The aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and everybody is all going on a big Christmas trip. It's Christmas. There's something that happens where the alarms go off late and they're running around like crazy trying to get everything packed and everybody in three cabs and whatever. And the kid who is home alone is the youngest kid, so everybody just kind of ignores him. And he ends up being left. I almost wish we had the license to show that today, because it would really be significant to you. Go home and watch it on YouTube, and you'll see how it is possible that you might lose someone. Right? And these are all lighter, kind of more fun kind of examples of that, right? But in researching for this sermon, I learned that in this country, 2,300 people go missing every day. That's impossible for me to even put my head around. 2,300 people go missing every day. And many of those are people who are never found again. They're people whose non-custodial parent, their children whose non-custodial parent takes them away somewhere. They're perhaps people who are come to a sad fate, an ill end. They are people who don't want to be found, some of them, right? Most famously, I think, you know about Adam Walsh. John Walsh is a great crime fighter in this country. Adam Walsh was his 7-year-old that was abducted, and later they found, after years and years, almost decades, I think, found that he had been murdered. In my toy store, we had a thing called Code Adam. And anytime a kid went missing, we had Code Adam. We locked down the store. We went looking space by space by space for, there was a whole protocol for how to find a lost child. And it's interesting, isn't it, when you lose things? Y'all ever lose your glasses or your keys? People my age lose things like that. Perhaps people your age don't. I don't know. You'll get there. You'll get there, youngsters, you'll get there. But you know how that goes, right? You lose your glasses or you lose your keys and you go and you look in your car and you go and look in your office and you go and look at, you probably never do this either. You go and look, you know, in your bedroom and in your pants pockets and in the laundry and you go and look and you look and you look and you look and you look. And you find them in the freezer or somewhere weird like that. And the joke, of course, is, I found them the last place I looked. Right? You always find your lost thing in the last place you looked. Which is kind of silly, because of course it's the last place you looked. That's where it was. You finally found it. Right? There's an extent to which Mary and Joseph found Jesus in the last place they looked. They wouldn't have expected to find him in the temple. First of all, he's 12. Have you all ever been around 12 years old? Their temples are not the place they really like to hang out. You know, if there'd have been a video arcade in his day, he'd have been there. But they probably expected to find him with his friends, with their extended family. They probably expect, if not, the marketplaces in Jerusalem were amazing. They would have expected to find him there in the midst of the hubbub and the activity and all the exciting things going on. But they find him in the last place they look, in the temple. And he comes off in the story, the way it's told, if you're not careful about how you read it, kind of as like a sullen adolescent. Mary is worried to death in one of those moments when, as a parent, you don't know if you want to hug your kid or strangle him because he's been lost for a day and a half. And she says, "Why did you do this to us?" And he comes back and says, "Well, what are you worried about? You should have known I'd been here. Just stop fussing at me, woman." It's not the picture of Jesus that you really want to have. You want to really have Jesus go, "Yes, Mother, I'm sorry, Mother. Please forgive me, Mother. Bless you, and the Lord be with you, and let me, you know, heal you of whatever ailment you have." But that's not what Jesus does. And to an extent, this is a nice picture because you get that Jesus really was a real kid. But it's odd because they find him in the church, the last place they look. Think about this for a minute. Why is it that our friends and family, who are those who are considered sometimes nuns, N-O-N-E-S, those who are not religiously affiliated in some way, which, by the way, I am told demographically is 78% of the city of Wheeling, which is a huge number. Nationally, it's only about 30%. Why is it that the last place people look for Jesus is the church? How have we lost sight of that? Where have we missed in being able to say to people, "This is the place where you can come to find out about the God-man Jesus, about the one who was born for you, about the one who died to save you from your sins, about the one who rose to bring you eternal life"? How do we miss that? That the last place people often look for Jesus is here in the church. And I hear all the stuff. I've read all the books. Well, not all of them, but I've read many books. And you hear things like, "Well, the church is full of hypocrites." Have you ever been to the bar? Because let me assure you, it's full of hypocrites too. You hear things like, "Well, the church hates the gays." Have you ever been to the bar? Because there are plenty of people in our world who hate the gays. Well, the church is just interested in maintaining an institution. Well, the church, blah, 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 blah. I think that part of the reason that the last place people look for Jesus is the church is because the church has forgotten that Jesus is not about a religion, but about a relationship. And when we present Jesus here in the church, we forget to say what Jesus is about for you and you and you and you is about having a relationship. A real one-on-one, sincere conversation, commitment, and love for that God-man, for the one who was born and died and rose for us. You've heard me say this many times, and you'll hear it many, many times over the next 17 years while I'm here. My biggest fear as a pastor is the reason that mainline Protestants don't share our faith is because we have nothing to share. And that is to say, because we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, there's nothing in our life that's inspiring us, that's encouraging us, that's exciting us enough to say to our brothers and sisters who are the people looking for Jesus, here's what he's doing for me. See, on a morning when we see people searching for Jesus, and knowing that we can find him anywhere, but sometimes we find him in the last place we look, let us pray that if people come into this church, whether it's the last place they look or the first, that they might find Jesus, a Savior. Thanks be to God. Amen.